Thank you, choir, for the special song. Are you going to do that every Sunday, every week? Jackie, where are you? No? Maybe. It's a maybe. As I mentioned just a moment ago, this time for our missions, a special time for us here at IBC, a time where we evaluate the past year and then we look to the next year, what we can do for missions. At the end of the worship service today, our brother Bong is going to come. He's our missions director. He's going to come and give just a very short presentation, just a few minutes, about the past year and how much we received in for missions and a goal that we've set and some things we'd like to do for the coming year. So that'll be at the very end of the service. And then once he has given the presentation, we invite all of you to stay around. We have a lunch prepared. Many of you have prepared and brought things in, and if we get short on food, then Bong, there's KFC down the road. You go out, you bring it back over quickly, and we'll all be happy. As I mentioned, we're going to have a special guest speaker each Sunday, and I want to encourage you really, really be here every Sunday and hear from these guest speakers, and let that penetrate into your heart to help you catch the same burden that they have and that we as a church have as well to see others saved. Our first guest this morning, Brother Phong Nguyen. He's from Vietnam originally, and he's going to tell you a little bit more about his ministry and his life. But he's from Vietnam originally, and we met him a few years ago, Pastor Ken and myself, and we really began to love his heart for his people and the privilege of ministering along beside him. He's in West Auckland. That's where his ministry takes place, to the Vietnamese community. And by the way, we have quite a large Vietnamese community and a growing Vietnamese community here in Auckland. And thankfully, there is someone who is faithful to the gospel calling, someone who is giving the gospel in their language, in their culture, to the things that are familiar with them, that they can know and understand the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we're happy to co-labor along with him here in this city to spread the good news. So it's our great pleasure and privilege to introduce to you Pastor Phong Nguyen as our guest speaker this morning. Brother, would you come up and share the word with us as the Lord has laid upon your heart? It's a pleasure to know you and a pleasure to have you here with us this morning. God bless you.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Phong Nguyen. I'm serving our Lord Jesus at the Arise Vietnamese Church and the church in Blockhouse Bay in West Auckland. Can I ask if there any Vietnamese here? Oh. Around 10,000 Vietnamese in New Zealand now, and in Auckland around 6,000. Firstly, I want to give thanks to our God because He gave me this special opportunity. How did you do this one? Secondly, I would like to say thank you to IBC church leader, to all of you, and especially to Reverend Ken. I think he is very brave. The reason is because he invited me to speak at IBC today. And I think, you know, because my English is not good, I think I am braver too because I accept his invitation. So, thirdly, I ask you all, please be patient with me when I'm trying to speak with you in English today. And if you don't understand my word by speaking, just look at my body language, okay? And if you don't understand my word, my speaking, and my body language, let look on the screen. So I think you will be busy today because you have to listen by ear, by eyes. Yeah. So yeah. But we pray before we start. Dear our loving Lord Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity that you give us today, that we all can come together at your feet to worship you and to listen to your word. We ask your Holy Spirit comes upon us, shows us your word, your will, and help us not only to know, to understand, but also to do and to apply what you speak to us today in our life. I myself ask you to be with me and help me when I am sharing your word with your people today. Thank you. In your name we pray. Amen. Today we will study the word of God in the book of Corinthians, the second Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12 to 17. So if you have Bible with you, please open and follow me. Many evils, the immoral sexuality, abortion, I think you see in this book, LGBTQ, racism, a lot of things are being supported by many people in our world today. Do you know why? I think there are many reasons, but I think that the most important reason is because they don't know the true gospel of Jesus. And because they refuse to believe and to accept this good news of Jesus. So how can we, as followers of Jesus, deal with these problems and these people? I believe that the topic, the main topic for this month, letting the news of Christ be known is the best way. And in order to let the news of our loving Lord Jesus be known, I think every of us need to spread the fragrance of the knowledge of him in every place. In the first year of COVID, why the virus is spreading quickly, it's a fatal impact around the world. We come here to learn how to spread in the word of God, the good news of Jesus to people around the world. And I hope that I pray that God will be with us today and help us to know, give us the heart to spread in the good news, the fragrance of the knowledge of Him to people around the world. My sermon to be today, is spread the fragrance. This taken from the Second Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14. In this verse, but thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and manifests through us the sweet aroma of knowledge of Him in every place. In the SV version, it says that spread the fragrance of the knowledge of Him everywhere. So there are two parts in my sermon today. The first is no rest for my spirit. And the second is no rest in spreading the fragrance. Yeah, there are two parts, so I hope you can remember. We now go to the first part. Yes. Yeah. The first part is no rest for my spirit. When you read the Second Corinthians chapter 2 verse 12, you know that the Apostle Paul came to Troas to preach the gospel of Christ, and a door was opened for him there by the Lord. This door, I believe that what is recorded in the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 9 to 12, verse 9 to 12. In this story, there are young man named Eutychus. He's sitting on the windowsill and sinking into a deep sleep. And as Paul kept talking, he was overcome by sleep and fell down from the third floor and was picked up dead. But Paul went down and fell on him. And after embracing him, he said, "Don't be troubled, for his life is in him." When he had gone back up and had broken the bread and eaten, he talked with them a long while until daybreak. Then they left. They took away the boy alive and were greatly comforted. A miracle happened in Troas, and the people in this city were great comforted. And I see that where the what happened? Can you have turned on because your people cannot understand? Eh? So, yeah. If you read in the 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12, you know that where the Apostle Paul goes, he goes for the gospel. Where he goes for the gospel. And when I read the Bible, I see that the door almost opened for him everywhere he goes. Everywhere he goes. But we thank God for that. So, if I talk on and on today, remember, don't be like Eutychus. Yeah, I don't sing to the this sleep because you know I'm found. I'm not born. Yeah, so remember. Yeah, yeah. So we know that born goes, and where he goes for the gospel. So the question for you and for all of us is, where do you go? And do we go for the gospel? Where do we go every day? And do we really go for the gospel of God? In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13, we know that Paul came to Troas also to meet with Titus, one of his co-workers. And we know that he wants to meet with Titus because he wants to know the news from the church of Corinth. This church made him many trouble because, yes, so I think someone helped because sometimes I forgot. he wants to know what happened in the church of Corinth because this church made him many trouble because of many problems that mentioned in the first Corinthians. Paul wrote this letter to them, and now he really wants to know how they respond to his message, the message written in the first Corinthians. The Apostle Paul cared for the church of Corinth, though this church made him many trouble. This church made him many trouble, but he cared for them. He write letter for them, and he want to know what happened to them, how they respond to his message. And you know, because of the trouble from the church of Corinth, Paul said in verse 13 that I had no rest in my spirit. I had no rest in my spirit. And he said that he did not fight in Titus, my brother. That means that he waiting for Titus to know what happened in the Corinth, but because he didn't find him, so he said that he said that I had no rest for my spirit. So I got another question for you. Paul cared for the church of Corinth, though this church made him many trouble. But how about you? How about all of us? Do we care for the church? Do we care for the church? Who care for the church? Do we care for the church? I have known that some churchgoers today, they don't care for the church, but they made the church many trouble. Paul cared for the church of Corinth, though this church made him many trouble. But some people go to the church, not care for the church, but made the church many trouble. So I pray that God help us, all of us, so we all can care for the church like Paul did. The second thing in the first part is many, and not a For Paul, it's not only the trouble from the church of Corinth, but in the second Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8 to 9, we know that he experienced many afflictions in the ministry in Asia. In Asia, Paul had no rest for his spirits because he didn't meet with Titus in Troas, because he didn't know what happened in the church of Corinth. But this church is not only the source of his trouble. In the second Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8 to 9, he wrote that, "For we don't want you to be unaware, brethren, of our affliction which came to us in Asia, what we were burdened excessively beyond of our strength, so that we despaired even of life. In it, we had the sentence of death within ourselves." Paul said that he experienced many afflictions in his ministry in Asia. We don't know exactly these afflictions, but this may be what happened to him while he was there for the gospel. If you read the book of Acts from chapter 18 to 20, you can know something about that. Paul experienced many trouble from the church of Corinth, and he experienced a lot of affliction when he was there for the gospel in Asia. But and all of this made him no rest in his spirit. Made him no rest in his spirit. But the thing we need to focus on Paul is that there are many trouble. There are many affliction he experienced. But all of this trouble and affliction didn't stop him in the work of the gospel. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13, he said that because of the trouble, because he didn't meet with Titus, he left Troas and went to Macedonia. And now we go to the second part of of our sermon. But before that, I just want to give you a question here. Born, he experienced a lot of trouble and affliction, but this trouble and affliction didn't stop him in the work of the gospel. How do we learn from him? Do you have any trouble in your life? I think we have a lot of trouble. We're facing with in this time of COVID, we maybe lost our job. We may be faced with our problem in with our pocket because money. But born the trouble both faced didn't stop him. So I hope that we not stop in the work of the gospel because of our trouble. And the second part today is Paul no rest in spreading the fragrance. right after verse 15, Paul said that, but thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of him in every place. For less to us, because he had no rest for his spirit. But here, the apostle used the picture of triumph ceremony of ancient Roman to show us that he was not overcome by trouble and affliction he faced. Yeah. Though he had no rest in his spirit, for his spirit, but he not be overcome by trouble, by affliction he faced. In the triumph ceremony of the ancient Roman, the military commander who had led Roman force to victory in the service of the state are original and traditionally one who has successfully completed a foreign war is honored. He rides in a four-horse carriage through the streets of Rome, and he rides in the street with his army, with the captives, and the spoils of his war. He leads the triumph procession and followed by many people. And there were some people who have a very special responsibility. Their responsibility is spreading the sweet aroma from the special incense, and in all the street where he goes over in the procession. By using this picture, though facing many troubles, though no rest in spirit, but both see that, but know that he is one of many people who are in the triumph in Christ. And in this triumph, God leads his own wireless. But said that God leads him and also us in triumph in Christ. And through him, and I hope that it through us too, as follow Jesus, who spread in the sweet aroma in the triumph of a procession of the ancient Roman, the sweet aroma of the knowledge of him spread in everywhere. In the triumph, there are some people who spread in the aroma of from the incense, and in this picture, Paul said that he is in the triumph, and he is a sweet aroma, yeah. And but how God leads Paul in the triumph, or in the other word, how Paul overcome his trouble and his afflictions, how, though had not rest in his spirit, Paul had no rest in spreading the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ. How though had no rest in his spirit, Paul had no rest in spreading the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ. The first thing, he said that, for we are a fragrance of Christ to God. He knows he is in the triumph. And he is aroma. He is a fragrance. He is the one who spread the aroma, the fragrance. He is in. We are in. You know that. Paul not said that I am a fragrance, but he said that we are a fragrance. Born is a fragrance, but he said that we are a fragrance of Christ. So the question for all of us, for you today, is: are you in the in this trial of Christ? Are you a fragrant of Christ? Or in other words, do you really commit your life to Jesus by putting your faith in Him and accept Him as your Savior and Lord? If you know the gospel and you put your faith in Him, you will be one of the people in the trial. And if you want to spread in the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ, we need to accept the gospel of Jesus, and your life have to be changed before you can do the spreading the good news, the good news of Christ. So if you say yes, if you say that I am in the trial, you have to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And if you are in the trial, you need to be you need to live a life that's spreading the aroma of Christ. The second thing Paul said in this Bible is, he said that we are not like many bad in the word of God, but as from sincerity, but as from God, we speak in Christ in the sight of God. He spread the aroma by speaking the true word of God. The first thing is, he knows that he is in the trial, and he lived the life that, and he spread in the aroma of Christ through his life, the way of life, his way of life. And the second, he spread the knowledge of Christ by speaking the word of God, by sharing the word of God to people. There were people in the time of Paul and also in our time who speak the word of God because of their own personal interest. In the book of in the Philippians chapter 2, verse 18. Verse 18 to 19. For many work of whom I often told you, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, who ends in destruction, whose God is their appetite, and whose glory is in their shame, and who set their mind on earthly things. There are some people who end is in destruction, whose God is their pettis. But here, Bon said that he's not like many. He's not like other people, bad in the word of God. But he speaks the word of God in Christ, in the sight of God. In the triumph of in the triumph of ancient Roman, there were army and captives. The people who are being saved and the people who are perished, to the captives, the aroma is from death to death. For the victorious army, the aroma from life to life. I hope you understand what. And there are, there are two kinds of response to the word of God. When you share the word of God, some will accept the word of God, but some reject, some refuse. For people who accept the word of God, the gospel, they are saved, and the word of God will be the aroma, the fragrance of from life to life with them. But for the rest, for other people who refuse, who reject the word of God, the gospel, the aroma is it looks like from the death to death for them. And the question for all of us: can we spread the word of God like Paul? And how can we do that? How can we do that? Paul said that he in the triumph, and he spread in the word of God, the good news of Jesus, by his life and by spreading, by speaking, by spreading the word, by sharing the word. So can we do like him? And how we do? How can we do that? I think we need to live a life. Follow what we learn every Sunday. Every time we go to the Bible, I think we read a lot of up in the Bible. We learn a lot of Bible class from the Bible class. But do we live with the word we learn? Do we live to the word, or just learn and get a lot of knowledge in our head? Yeah. And I think we need to take time to study the word, to live to the word, and to spread in the word of God, to spread the word of God, the good news of Jesus. I just want to share with you something that God helped me to do in last few years. I came to New Zealand in 2012, nearly 9 years now. Yeah, but in this, it's not long like that. Yeah, I came to New Zealand. One of the most important reasons that I choose to come to New Zealand is because I heard that there are lots of Vietnamese students in New Zealand, and I hope to come to work with the church, and there are a chance that helped me to reach out to the Vietnamese here. The Vietnamese student here, but you know when I came to work with the church, I have to deal with a lot of things in the church. So from 2012 until 2016, I just focused on the church, spreading the word inside the church, and don't have time to care for people outside of the church. But from September of 2016, I decided to meet with a Vietnamese student. And you know, at that time, I used Facebook, and I go to I join Facebook group, and I connect to many people, Vietnamese people in New Zealand on Facebook. And for the first, I read every day what happened there in the group, and I know some people who have the need. Some need to pick up from the airport. Some need to learn how to drive. Some need to how to ride a car. Some need to move their house. So I take my time to help. If someone need to pick up from the airport, I talk to them that I can help you. So I come to meet from the airport. If they want to learn how to drive, you know, I'm not the teacher driver, but I help them. If they want to move the house, I use my car, a big car, to move the house for them, and on free. And because of that, I meet some people, and I got a good relationship with some of them from September of 2016. And from that time, I meet some people, and some of them they come to study in Auckland Uni. Some they have a good relationship with other people. So through them, I know some more people, and until now, I know more than 100. People in Auckland, and I have very good relationship with them. I use my money, it really use my money to have the Christmas party and to special event that use Vietnamese food, and I invite them to come. For the first time, just only 16 people, and then until now, I can invite around IT people to come to the event, and just met friends with them. For the first, you know, in last 4 years, I just help them, and just let them know that I am Christian, and don't share with them too much. It really is. I didn't share with them too much about the gospel. But earlier this year, I talked to my wife, and we decided that You know, we need to share the gospel with our friend. The thing we are doing now is we invite people every Friday evening. We invite one family, one non-Christian family. They are Vietnamese. Come to my house, and my wife have to prepare a meal for them, and we have time to have dinner. And we talk with one another a lot of topic. You know, I take most of time for them after dinner, after we finish the meal, for them to talk. So they talk a lot of things, and then when I feel that they have nothing to talk, I start to talk with them the gospel, and I can share with them the full gospel of Jesus. Every Friday evening, I invite one couple, one family to come, and I'm doing that, and I wish I can still do it in that to share the gospel in that way. And you know, one of my good news for you is I was brought by Alliance Church of New Zealand to start Arise Vietnamese Church, and by using helping people to practice driving, I meet with the first baptism of Arise Vietnamese Church just happened in the last Sunday of June, and I do the baptize for one of our church member, and this guy, he became Christian because I helped him to learn how to drive. And then I say with him something about the Christianity, about the gospel. And then I invite him to come to attend the Christmas party Christmas. And in the service, I share about the importance of the Bible. And then he go back home and he bought for him a Bible in English, and he read the Bible, and he decided to accept Jesus by himself. And then he come to join our Arise Church, and I don't ask him to do the baptize, but he asked me. He said that he now become a Christian, and the Bible said that he have to do the baptize. So he asked me to do that. For 4 years. There's only one become to Jesus. But I'm very happy for that. Man, I'm happy to share the gospel for for many of my friends. And you know, one more experience, my experience is, you know, where most of my friends is come from North Vietnam. And you know, the north of Vietnam from 1954 until now is under the communist party government. So you know, there are many trouble for them to listen to the gospel. So when I have my non-Christian friend, some night they invite me to come to their house and have dinner. And that time there are around 8 to 10 people come to the dinner. After have dinner, they start to ask me about the gospel, about the church. So I use that time to share with them. So that's what I'm doing now. And I ask you to pray for us and to pray for Arise Vietnamese Church so we can reach to the young people, the young Vietnamese people. The reason I focus on them because some of them will stay here, but most of them will back to our country. And you know, in North Vietnam, there's just a small group of church in there. So, but if these people can become Christian here, and when they came back to Vietnam, you know, they study PhD some of my friends, they study PhD in Auckland Uni. If they come back to Vietnam, they will be a lecturer in the university, so they can got a good impact for Christ in their area. So that's what I'm doing. And you know, born spreading the word of God, spreading the good news of God through his life and through the work. And I hope that God will help us. I pray that God will help us so all of us can spread in the good news of Jesus. Now, Paul experienced many trouble and affliction in his life. But he still spread in the work of God. Though he had no rest in his spirit, but he also had no rest in spreading the good news of Jesus. So I pray that though we are facing with many trouble in our life, we don't stop in spreading the good news of Jesus, the gospel of Jesus, because there are many people around us that need to hear the gospel and they need to be saved by putting their faith in Jesus. And to spread in the prevalent knowledge of Jesus to many people, we need to live a life that do the work of God. We need to learn. We need to live. And then we can spread the work of God to other people. That's all. Yeah.